CHUM's Evening Report. Brought to you by Canadian Tire.
First, with his nightly look at the weather, here's Taylor Parnaby.
Well, the weatherman is teasing us a bit tonight. A little rain here, a little rain there, and the temperature remaining about the same. We've had our hottest day of the year so far. The temperature surpassing 91 degrees around 3 this afternoon. It will cool just a little tonight, perhaps a little more than we'd expected if these showers keep up. Tomorrow will be just as warm with more scattered showers and thunder showers along the line. Thursday, we should have convincing evidence of cooler weather. They got relief up in northern Ontario from the weather, but perhaps too much. Torrential rain, 3 inches in 24 hours, have caused highway washouts. Some tourists were isolated by the floods, and one couple escaped unharmed when their car suddenly dropped from the road into a 20-foot hole caused by the fast-running water. Here in Toronto at the moment, it's 88 degrees.
Summer's extra driving makes you extra aware of your car's performance. If rough roads, tight corners, and sudden stops make your car dip, dive, and sway, it could mean you need new shock absorbers. Time to install Canadian Tire's famous Ride-O-Matic shock absorbers, the shocks that smother potholes and washboard bumps, really give a glide-like ride on almost any road. Ride-O-Matic shock absorbers with improved valving action actually restore new car safety and comfort, and they're guaranteed for 30,000 miles or 24 months, whichever occurs first. Best of all, Ride-O-Matic shocks cost as little as $560 to $590 each for most popular cars, and you save on expert installation, too, at Canadian Tire. So don't let unsafe shock absorbers spoil your summer motoring fun. Get Canadian Tire's Ride-O-Matic shock absorbers soon. Remember, you get extra savings and bonus coupons on all parts with every cash purchase at Canadian Tire. And be sure you apply for your Canadian Tire credit card, too. Now the news, Taylor Parnaby.
That public inquiry into the behavior or misbehavior of two Toronto magistrates continued here in Toronto today before Mr. Justice Campbell Grant of the Ontario Supreme Court. With today's story, here is CHUM reporter Bob Carr.
Toronto magistrate Fred Bannon, who resigned yesterday, was linked with a known criminal, Vincent Alexander, today in a land deal that both hoped would earn a hefty profit, but for which Bannon provided most of the capital. The inquiry into Bannon's behavior and that of Magistrate George Garthouse included three tape-recorded telephone calls today. In one, Mrs. Vincent Alexander tells her sister, ex-Magistrate Bannon provided most of the $2,000 for the purchase of 150 acres near Pickering. In another, Bannon, the magistrate, urges her husband to wait a while before buying another 150 acres after Alexander says their holdings are now worth $1,000 an acre. And Mrs. Alexander, talking to her sister, says it would be embarrassing for Bannon if word leaked out on his involvement in the deal. And in another tape-recorded phone conversation, Mrs. Alexander says the good guy, the judge, had taken care of setting bail for her husband in a grand jury case. Elsewhere, the good guy is referred to as Mr. G. Bob Carr, Chum News, from the inquiry.
The inquiry will continue again tomorrow. In London, medical officials believe they have averted a major outbreak of diphtheria. This follows the death from the disease of a 5-year-old girl last night. A girl, Barbara Isles, died in London's Victoria Hospital. A mass inoculation program was ordered today after it was learned the girl had been swimming in a public pool during the time period the girl's condition could have been communicated to others. 1,200 children were given shots today in special clinics. The latest word we have here from Medical Officer J.I. Jeffs is that the worst may be over, but the hunt goes on for a diphtheria carrier.
We're going to keep working on that for a few days yet. Any lead that comes in, we'll follow up. We know for sure, of course, that there is a carrier around, and we hope to find the carrier. We think the worst part of it's over, and with the amount of immunization that's been done, we'd be pretty surprised if we had another case.
Here in Toronto, a provincial health spokesman said the London girl's death was the 28th reported case of diphtheria in Ontario this year. Dr. J.S. Bell says he can't explain the increase over other years, but suggests some people forget the disease can still occur. Says Dr. Bell, some just don't believe in taking shots, others just don't bother. So, he says, we have incidents of diphtheria. Nancy Green unveiled her professional colors today. We'll be seeing more of her on television now, this mighty might of the ski slopes telling us to buy General Motors cars. Now, there will be cries of shame, shame. Nancy Green, the idol of thousands of youngsters, perverting her amateur fame for the fortunes of a car maker. After all, thousands have given their time and effort to make her a world champion amateur. And she turns around and becomes a hack for a car company, her contract worth thousands to herself, but nothing to those who gave of their time and money to make her champ. But let's look at it another way. Nancy Green's association with General Motors will mean GM could be involved in promoting and sponsoring amateur sports programs. Amateurs in this country have been fighting an uphill battle for money all the time. Here's a chance for a national champion by becoming a professional to pump a little lifeblood into amateur sports. And I, for one, am all for it. And while we're throwing around bouquets and things, here's a brick for the Maple Leaf money machine down on gold-plated Carlton Street. The Garden's bigwigs have another way to make money on hockey games. Throw out the standing room, add 400 more seats, and jump the price of a ticket by 50 cents. Reds now cost $6.50, Blues $5.50, Greens $4.50, and the Raptors $2.50. For those of us who've had the kick of standing room no more, there's no money in that for the Gardens. You know what it costs to take your wife now to a hockey game? Well, here's the expense account. $11 for a pair of blue tickets, $2 for parking, 75 cents for a program, 60 cents for two hot dogs, half a buck for fizzless soft drinks, and if you forgot your cigarette lighter, 5 cents for two penny matches. Grand total, $14.90. Hockey in this town is a rich man's game. The only thing the post office will accept now is local mail. All other forms of mail embargoed because of the impending postal strike. Local mail won't be accepted after midnight tonight. In Ottawa, they've been working all day trying to find a settlement before the Thursday deadline, but it looks like no break. A report now from CHUM's Art Lewis.
The two sides in the postal dispute continue with their Alphonse and Gaston routine, each waiting for the other to make the first move to break the deadlock over wage negotiations, which form a crucial part of the overall postal picture. Federal Government Treasury Board negotiators have still not put forward a wage offer to counter the original tuck-tuck 75-cent-an-hour union demand. The government has taken the position that the union wage demand is so ludicrously out of the question that the wage issue can't even be discussed until the posties submit a more reasonable figure. And Treasury Board negotiators have asked the posties to do just that. The union negotiators, on the other hand, take the position that they won't lower their wage demand until they get a counteroffer from the government. So talks continue about an overall settlement formula without actually talking dollars and cents. Arthur Lewis, Chum News on Parliament Hill.
Queen's Park has set up its own mail service to keep all the provincial mail going through the strike. They'll use trucks, provincial police cars, and aircraft. The Unemployment Insurance Commission has gone back to pogey lines instead of risking checks in the mail. They'll open the wickets at three city centers tomorrow. In Washington, the U.S. Post Office embargoed all mail to Canada this afternoon. Post offices throughout the U.S. now won't accept any mail destined for this country until our strike situation passes. And they're proudly pounding their chests out in the state of Washington today. No more sex, sin, rum, and rye on license plates, they say. Apparently, they've had problems there from offended motorists who object to these letters as part of their license numbers. Eliminated in the Clean Up the License Plate campaign, such slurs as ape, pig, and rat. Dairies won't be able to have license numbers for their trucks which carry the letters moo or cow. You can't get a plate with FBI or spy, but you can get one with the letters CIA or mum. Nor can you get a license plate with the letters POT, P-O-T, but you can get one for LSD. So much for cleaner license plates. Phil Givens and Larry Solway are next with Give and Take.
My wife made the obvious comment this morning. Looking at the front page of the Globe and Mail, she said, "What's David Kuhn doing in this picture with Magistrate Guardhouse and Bannon?" Now, Kuhn is no longer a magistrate, having resigned to join the CBC, but what purpose does it serve to picture him walking with two magistrates whose past record is under examination?
That is puzzling, since the other two magistrates are under a cloud and one has already resigned. Showing them together seems to imply guilt by association. On the other hand, this isn't a post picture. Kuhn wasn't inveigled walking with them. To ask him to get out of line of fire would have been an awful blow to the other two, who are innocent till proven guilty.
Max Milk Stores are in over 100 locations in Toronto. You'll find all your grocery needs and necessities low price at Max Milk. Open every day from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m.
With luck, we could have a few more showers around Metro tonight to cool things off just a smidgen. The forecast high for tomorrow Wednesday under basically sunny skies, 90 degrees, down to 70 tonight. And we could have some cooler weather for Thursday. The present Toronto temperature, 88 degrees, 88 degrees. That's the news. Jim Calloway with sports is next. Taylor Barnaby speaking. Good night.
Tonight's program has been brought to you by Canadian Tire. Be with us again tomorrow, 5:55 p.m. for CHUM's Evening Report.
Chum Sports next, 6:05. That's 6:05.
Good evening, everyone. Jim Calloway with Chum Sports for Piper Studios.
If you're getting married this fall, or know of someone who is, listen carefully. Piper Studios, Canada's largest, are now offering complete wedding photography coverage in color for only $45. That's right, $45. And for this new low fee, you get a professional Piper photographer to cover your home, church, and reception in color. A lovely Morocco leather album and 10 color prints. Only because Piper is Canada's largest wedding photography studios can they afford to give you this great offer. Just $45 for complete color wedding coverage. Now that's the price you'd normally pay for black and white and might still pay in some studios. When you go to so much trouble to have your wedding color coordinated, why waste it all in black and white, especially in the beautiful months of August, September, and October? Take advantage of Piper Studios' new offer, just $45 for a complete color wedding. All bookings are still available. Call now, Piper Studios, 924-2141, 924-2141.
Well, as you may have noticed, Taylor Parnaby stole most of our thunder tonight with that story about Nancy Green retiring from competitive skiing in favor of plugging sports cars for General Motors and the announcement that hockey tickets are more expensive at the Gardens next season again. A few other items, though. Tickets are reported going well for this Saturday's Motorsport 250, the season's major stock car race for the Chum Trophy. A reminder to race fans that all the action, practice, qualifying, and the race itself takes place in one day, beginning Saturday morning, 9 o'clock. In football, the Montreal Alouettes obviously learned a lesson from their 30-11 loss to Calgary last night. Less than 24 hours after that game ended, the Owls had chopped 3 imports and 4 Canadians from the team roster. There's a full slate of action in the Major Baseball League tonight. In fact, all games on the schedule for today are night games. Speaking of baseball, Boston Red Sox manager Dick Williams, who scored last year in his prediction that Boston would win the American pennant in the last 2 days of the season, now says Detroit hasn't got the American pennant wrapped up this year. Williams says the Tigers can be stopped mathematically by either Baltimore, Cleveland, and, of course, his own team, Boston. More sports in 10 seconds.
Tomorrow night at this time, the sports will be brought to you by People's Credit Jewelers with 40 stores from coast to coast. From now on, let People's Credit Jewelers be your gift headquarters.
And now to Fort Erie for a wrap-up on the first 4 races today. Here's Darrell Webb.
Fair and fast here at Fort Erie today in the first. Don't Tread on Me. Chamber at $5, $3.20 and $2.60. Nusquan, $4.30 and $3.50. Iron Knight in the entry, $4. The second, Ryan's Escar. Kelly, $6.70, $3.20 and $2.70. Pink Passion, $3.30 and $2.80. Day Will Come, $3.20. The Double of Day, 2 and 3. Don't Tread on Me and Ryan's Escar, $20.50. In the third, Dawn of Peace, Turcotte, $5.30, $3.50, and $2.50. Holy Harry, $6.370. Prince Solicitor paid $3. In the fourth, Bronze Rock, Turcotte, $8.10, $5.10, and $3.50. Bundy's Ginger, $14.30, and $7.40. Lucky Monarch, $3.40. And that's the story on the first 4 at Fort Erie today.
And that's sports to now for Piper Studios. Chum Sports next at 12 midnight.
Now, more music on B-H-U-A. On the Jack and Al Star Show at 608, honey. There goes Jim Calloway, isn't he? A handsome rogue, isn't he, huh?
Yeah. I've seen better heads on totem pole.
Leave that out. Brand new Chum 50-50 survey chart, kicking it all off. Hold on, get a minute, number 7, let's bring in the Chum 50-50 drop down. $3. On your own. Jackson Armstrong got it. Didn't take it so hard.